your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. You can download it. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
Well, as we mentioned earlier this morning, Monday, of course, will be the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. So fitting that a lot of events to remember 9/11 will take place this weekend, in addition to events that are happening on Monday. There is an event happening tomorrow, Saturday, September the 9th. It is called Remember Our Heroes. It is a 5K fundraiser to raise money for the Fort Mill 1013 Club. We've got two members of that club joining us here. They're going to tell us a little bit about that club, but especially their relationship to New York City on 9/11. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves so we're not butchering their last name. So ladies first.
Bernadette Guardino.
Okay.
And Sal Saldarriaga.
Well, thank you so much for being here. First timers on Palmetto Morning. So once you're here, you're family. We didn't steal that from Olive Garden. That's been our motto for a long time, but we consider you all family. So we'll start with ladies first. Bernadette, you and Sal were both NYC police officers on 9/11. You did not know each other. In fact, you only met each other here in York County when you came to Fort Mill Antigua K. So Bernadette, just tell me a little bit about what it was like to be a New York City police officer on 9/11.
It's kind of hard for me to talk about.
Sure.
I was a responding officer to the area. We didn't make it to Brooklyn. I was in Brooklyn, sorry, and we got as far as Brooklyn Bridge. And it was hard listening to everyone call for help, and you couldn't get there.
And Sal, what about you?
For me, it was a little bit different. I used to work the midnight shift, so I actually just gotten home shortly after, and one of my best friends had gone into the city. And again, New York City is such a big place that everything, you know, is kind of taken for granted. He actually called me up to tell me that a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center. And my response was like, yeah, it's happened before. Don't worry about it. You know, it's no big deal. They've had small planes crash into the Empire State Building and stuff like that. But he's like, no, it's different this time, something, whatever. So kind of forced me to turn on the news, and I kind of started watching. And again, they were going on about, you know, oh, you know, because there was an issue with pilots. They were caught drinking a couple of weeks before. So the reporter was going on about that. And as he's talking, he's actually in the helicopter, in a traffic helicopter. He's talking about this. And as he's talking, you know, they start to veer the view of the camera, and second plane strikes, you know, and basically you just hear the reporter just, I don't think this is a drunk pilot incident at this point in time. And shortly after that, everybody's phones, beepers started going off. They had a level one mobilization in New York City, which was unheard of, to the best of my knowledge. I don't think that has ever been done before, which means that every officer on off duty basically must report immediately to your command. And it was kind of an eye-opening experience, I would say. Never thought I would have to experience something like that in my career. And we responded. We did what we had to do. And then, you know, the time after that was kind of very daunting, because we didn't know what exactly was happening at the time. And we were just getting information fed. And people look to you as an officer to give information and to help and to calm people down. The reality is, you know, and this was the standing orders that we got: look professional and don't act scared. But we had no other intel other than that.
Well, it is a heavy time for sure, and we appreciate you sharing that part of your life with us. And I know it's heavy, and I know it's emotional, and brings back some you know, past memories that are tough to sometimes relive. So we appreciate it, and we appreciate the jobs that you all do as law enforcement officers. You both have retired from the force. Sal, you retired from the NYC, NYPD, I guess.
Correct.
in 2002.
Yes.
Bernadette in 2019.
But I lateraled over to another police department in 2002 as well, to the MTA police. So it was NYPD and MTA police. MTA police is the state agency within New York City.
Okay. So you eventually made your way down south.
Yes.
And you all met each other, as well as other former law enforcement officers, at the Fort Mill 1013 Club. Tell me a little bit about this club, how long it's been together, and what does it look like? What do you all do?
Well, the Fort Mill 1013 Club is one of many clubs that are nationwide. Just to give you a little background, 1013 is basically this dress code for police officers in New York City. When an officer needs assistance, you call a 1013 on the radio. And basically that means, you know, drop what you're doing, get there. That officer needs assistance, life or death situation. So basically these clubs exist all around the nation. There is one in Charlotte. There's another one in Myrtle Beach. But we started to realize that there was a influx of officers in Fort Mill, Tega Cay, Rock Hill area, and there was no club, you know, immediately around the area. So a group of guys formed this club back in 2017, and basically we are retired law enforcement, not just NYPD. We have law enforcement officers from California, from different parts of the country. We also attend to military personnel as well. So we have a lot of military personnel stuff. Our club's approximately about 104, 105 people strong right now, and it continues to grow. Every day. So we're out here trying to help the community and give back because, you know, of all the experiences that we've had and everything like that, I'm in the real estate business now, so I try to help those that are coming down here that are looking for a place and stuff. And we also grow connections with, you know, the community and stuff like that. So we're trying to help everybody out. And even the law enforcement in this area, you know, we deal with them quite a bit. We're in conjunction. We do have a lot of active law enforcement from this area that's part of our club, and we build good relationships with them. So we're trying to help out and give back to the community and, you know, assist those first responders because we know the need. We've been there.
Well, and you bring up a good point. It's a club where you can share experiences because Lucas and I can sit here and say, you know, thank you for your service, and we do. We appreciate all that any law enforcement officer does for us every day. But we've never been in a car or on the streets or on a bike or any of the situations that you guys have had to be in. So for you to be able to go to a club where people can share those experiences, I'm sure is also a place of refuge, really.
Therapeutic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We kind of relate. We all have right. that related situation where we can understand.
So you all are putting on Remember Our Heroes 5K. It's a fundraiser. So in addition to donating to various charities, according to your website, you're going to support one of the heroes' families with a one-time $500 scholarship to be given to a 2024 Fort Mill High School student.
That is correct. So the Fort Mill High School has been gracious enough to let us host the event on their property. So we're going to donate back to them, too, so they could help an aspiring student who wants to go to college. The Fort Mill School will select that student on their criteria. But we were just happy to be able to do something, give back to the community, like we said. And it was selected to be done on the weekend of 9/11 for that reason.
Mm-hmm. So the run takes place tomorrow, Saturday, March. Oh, excuse me, not March. Hello.
Wow.
that's a long fun preview. Saturday, September the 9th at 9 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
Yes, the pre-registration starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So, and you can register online. Just go to runsignup.com. With people who do runs, they're familiar with this. If not, just put in Remember Our Heroes 5K in your search bar and make sure you find the one in Fort Mill for Saturday, September the 9th. The run starts at 9 o'clock out there at Fort Mill High School. It's run, walk, however you want to finish the 3.1 miles.
Yeah.
That's it. We have a lot of family members that are just doing it together and stuff like that.
That's great.
And we will have a Remembrance Garden set up with people who have, you know, sponsored for people that they have lost.
As we approach 9/11, how do you help us, I guess? What can we do? What is maybe appropriate for folks to do if we were not there in New York? I mean, you all were on the front lines. What can we do on 9/11 to remember those that were lost, to remember those that live there, that still live there, first responders? What's something that we can do here at home on 9/11?
It's difficult because, again, coming from me, haven't been there. We all do this job because we feel it's a calling. I don't know of any officer that's ever taken this job to become financially independent. So we all do it because it's a calling. And I always joke around, say, you know, something's not right in our heads to be able to put ourselves in this peril and line of duty to protect others and serve others. I've also said that in my career, and this is just me talking, it is the most thankless job I've ever done in my life. But again, we have servants' hearts, and that's what we feel that this club has. So we are always there to serve. So to me, be kind to one another, try to serve somebody else, and don't politicize this whole situation. As you mentioned before on the radio, people have opinions about everything, and that's fine. You're entitled to your opinions. We live in America. You're entitled to that freedom. But understand that the people whose lives were lost and the family members who continue to mourn for these people, and this is something that perhaps we don't talk about. Till this day, there's continuing people still dying, friends and people, colleagues that we know, due to 9/11 related illnesses. Almost 22 years later, they're still dying from this stuff. So again, it's not the numbers that we always hear, 3,000 at the World Trade Center, 20-something at the Pentagon. There's a lot more people dying. Numbers are very high. They're close to about 50,000, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong. But again, this is something that's been everlasting. So just take a moment and reflect upon that.
Well, thank you again to you both for your service to the city of New York at a time when the city needed you the most. Mm-hmm. And we're just lucky that we get you now in our backyard and you get to continue that servant heart for sure. It's called the Fort Mill 1013 Club. So if you're a retired member of law enforcement, you can join this club. I love that we've got a local club. That is fantastic.
Even active.
Okay, great. Even perfect. Active. Get That's involved. Great. And they're putting on that Remember Our Heroes 5K fundraiser tomorrow, Saturday, September the 9th at 9 o'clock in the morning at Fort Mill High School. Go ahead and get signed up today. Sal and Bernadette, y'all are rock stars, and we'll be thinking about you and praying for you on 9/11.
That's right.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.